Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Monday, the 13th day of March, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 43 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades in northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 47 degrees today, and it looks like it's warming up. Maybe we'll get a week of warm up and then hot. We'll see. That's usually how it fucking goes around here. Now, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, you know, I'm going to start out, I'm going to talk a little bit. You know, it's been a hell of a thing learning all this fucking shit. I mean, Laura had was a genius to begin with. And she had 12 years of fucking doing this. And it's not an easy thing to learn. And then on top of trying to learn it, you know, like this weekend I spent fucking finding out how to put the archives up and how to load stories. And I'm still working on that because she had a process and we've got the process figured out, but it comes down to memory. And it's hard as fuck to do when the people you think you can trust. Like the story that was up this morning about the fucking meat, the smeat, the Soylent Green. I was going to use that story and I got down to the bottom and they're selling Christian gold. You fucking Christians are fucking pimps. You would pimp the Bill of Rights. That is the most disgusting fucking thing I can think of. We teach the Bill of Rights here. We teach the violations of the law. We teach the people's responsibility to enforce the law. We don't want to sell your fucking gold and your fucking silver. We want to take back what's ours. Now, instead of just going through the goddamn emails coming in and finding the stories, I got to go down to the bottom of every fucking story and make some sure some cocksucker isn't trying to whore the Bill of Rights. The greatest fucking gift man ever gave to a man. And you fucking cocksuckers would fucking whore it. You Christian gold, silver selling fucking mammon worshiping pricks. Make me want to fucking puke. Let's see what we got going here. Not that. I get to my first page. Fuck, man. Ain't where where I'm supposed to be. Why I came here, I do not know. And the computer is always acting strange, of course, but not wanting me to go there. I'm going there anyway. All right, let's see what we got here. Let's see if we can find some more fucking horrors for fucking... Okay, we got Barry Sherman lobbying conviction could have removed Trudeau from office by Brad Salzberg. This is posted March 13th, and it was put up by a reader. And we'll look at it. Is it not suspect that Prime Minister Trudeau fired the head of the federal government lobbying commission on the same day the Shermans were murdered? And we got to go continue reading. I think if it'll go. There we go. December 2022 marked 5 years since Trudeau, billionaire Barry and Honey Sherman were killed in their home, and their son, Jonathan Sherman, had announced he's adding $25 million to the reward set up to help solve the case. Upping the total reward compensation to $35 million, frankly, the total could be $888 million, and nothing will change. It is in the terms of discovery. No, because it was fucking killed by, you were killed by the corporate mafia. The corporate mafia fucking has control of all the fucking documents. It has control of the fucking administrative admiralty, unlawful fucking courts. It has control of everything. You want fucking goddamn justice, you better start reading that fucking Bill of Rights. You better find out what your goddamn options truly are. And see if you're just going to take it in the fucking ass, or if you're going to stand up like a fucking man and fight. Or maybe you can go buy some fucking gold and silver from the Christians, the good Christians, the mammon worshipers. You know the people I'm talking about. Closure not possible until those reasonable are responsible for the evil act are brought to justice, claims Jonathan Sherman, son of deceased Canadian big pharma mogul Barry and Honey Sherman. Call CAP pessimistic, but based on the Sherman son's comment, it's this murder case will never be solved. No, it will fucking not. Unless you take your fucking country back, then you can go and you can take all the information. It's there. They know who did it, but you have to fucking do it yourself. And up there in Canada, man, they've proven to you that you ain't nothing but fucking goddamn subject of the king. Down here, we have that Bill of Rights. And still, I watch the fucking people. I watch people fucking whore it. What in the fuck is it? You sickening son of a bitches. You deserve whatever you fucking get. I swear you do. A run of media articles making the 50-year anniversary of Sherman's death emerged in late 2022. Not one of them references a critical place of information fundamental to the story is one of them. Not one of them references a critical piece of information fundamental to the story is the relationship between Sherman and the Liberal Party of Canada. No. This party shit, man. If you haven't already flushed all the fucking ideas of the left, the right, the Democrats, the Republicans, the conservatives, the fucking liberals, if you haven't flushed that down the fucking toilet, you haven't been listening, because it doesn't fucking exist. The only thing that exists is a fucking law that you are failing miserably to fucking enforce. And your lives are going to continue to get worse and worse and worse. Unfortunately, those who do fucking stand up and who do something about it, theirs are going to get worse and worse too, because of your fucking spineless cowardness. Ugh. A critical piece of information is it is not suspect that our prime minister fired the head of the federal government lobbying commission on the same day the Shermans were murdered. Is there something that Trudeau and his handlers desperately want to hide from the people? I don't really think so. I think he'd stand right up there and tell you, you're fucking punk, bitch, motherfucking subject, sons of bitches. And the fucking majority of you would fucking just fucking bend a knee and fucking kiss his fucking faggot ring. God damn it, we're past the point of fucking fighting people. Fuck. As a conviction for violating the Canada Elections Act, Section 50. See, I don't really give a shit about this. This is all fucking administrative bullshit. It has nothing to do with the free man. And you, sorry that you Canadians did not get the full Bill of Rights and the fucking authority, the jurisdictional authority over your fucking goddamn, your country, your lives, and your property. Meant Justin Trudeau would lose his seat in the House of Commons for accepting prohibited gift or other advantage. No, I won't believe that. There it is. After 5 years, the quantity of leaks and or suspects in the Sherman murder totals zero. The Trudeau-Sherman connection stands as a solid piece of factual information related to the December 2017 murders of the famine moguls, I guess. CBC say nothing global and mail print, nothing is a pipe dream. To believe they're noting it's a pipe dream, to be believe they ever will, because they won't. So you know this shit, so what the fuck are you putting it up for? Don't you understand what's going on? I mean, the people that write this, the people that read it, you fucking all understand what's going on. They're doing it, and they're doing it worse every day. They aim to starve us. They aim to fucking shoot us. They aim to fucking poison us. They aim to fucking kill us. They have declared war on the Bill of Rights. And but you look at the Bill of Rights and you look at a site like Fuck From the Trenches, where we're fighting to fucking teach the people their jurisdictional authority to use that second article and try to get them to have the balls and the spine to do it. And you come up with some goddamn, you want to sell some fucking gold. Why don't you go over there to fucking goddamn John's fucking site or whoever the fuck he's doing. Maybe that's where you fuckers are headed. Get over there and get some fucking gold. See if that fucking gold stops. I bet you fucking lead will fucking take gold out. What do you think? A conviction for violating Canada's election. There is after 5 years, the quantity of leaks and or suspects in the Sherman murders total zero. The CBC say nothing globe and mail print, nothing is, it's a pipe dream to believe they ever will, and it is. Barry and has been involved in dozens of heated lawsuits, including one against his own relatives. He had also loaned teens of millions of dollars. Loaned. I'm sorry. I'm reading from the screen. I'm not doing it like I'm used to doing it. Millions of dollars to family and invested a numerous business owned by relatives and associates. Again, you know, we said here, and even no matter what articles, I mean, I got some people that are going to start sending some harder to get articles, and we're going to read them. We're going to read them, but I always sit and I ask myself, what's the fucking purpose, Henry? What is the fucking purpose? I mean, is somebody trying to find out that there's an international fucking cabal aiming to take over the fucking goddamn world, aiming to form a world government, a world bank, and make every fucking anybody else their fucking goddamn subject slave? I mean, is that a fucking secret to anybody? And then the people who, like I said, you look at that Bill of Rights, man, there is the answer. There is what you're supposed to be looking at. It is not only your right, it is your duty to enforce that son of a bitch. And they look at it and they fucking see, well, man, that's really... there's a goddamn ton of fucking people over on From the Trenches. If I could slip my fucking ad in, maybe I could make some mammon. You're a mammon worshiper, you motherfucker. I don't believe in your fucking religion, but if you were, there were a fucking God, you'd be going to hell. I'm pretty sure of that. Mammon worshiping son of a bitches. You make me want to puke. You swear, you truly fucking do. I don't want to go on with this one. Let's see. Let's go back here. Let's see. CEO of Silicon Valley sold $3.57 million of stock in the troubled bank just 2 weeks before its dramatic collapse in an automated trade planned on January 26th, and CFO ditched $575,000 the same day by Ross Ibbotson. Ibbotson for DailyMail.com. Anyway, and this was put up by a reader. Greg Becker sold 12,451 shares of an average price of $287.42 each on February 27th. The price plunged to just $39.49 in pre-market Friday before trading halted. The day this sale went through, Becker bought the same numbers of shares using stock options priced at $105.18 each. According to filings with the SEC, CFO Daniel Beck sold 2,000 shares at $287.59 per share on the same day. Let's continue reading this. Because we have to have something to entertain ourselves with as we live with the fact that we're fucking cowards, that we're fucking being fucking taken 5,000 to 1 by a bunch of fucking pencil neck fucking nobody son of a bitches who couldn't crack a fucking egg with a hammer. The CEO of Silicon Bank and $357 million of stock in a pre-planned automated sell-off 2 weeks before it collapsed. And the CEO ditched $575,000 the same day. Greg Becker sold 12,451 shares. Average of the price was $287. We're kind of reading over shit here. Plunged to $39. The day this sell went through, Becker bought the same number. We did that. Let's see. CEO sold shares at $287. They're showing pictures of the nasty bastards. Oh, yeah. No, those guys wouldn't do that. Come on. Greg Becker left, sold 12,451 shares at an average price of $287.42 each on February 27th, SVB's CFO Daniel Beck Wright sold 2,000 shares, $287.59 per share on the same day as his boss. The price plunged to $39.49 in permanent and pre-market Friday before the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, seized its assets. And it's showing that Greg Becker sold, they're just saying that's a repeat. But, well, yeah, of course. I mean, they fucking, this is news. I mean, I'm going to spend more. I got to see, it's going to take me longer to get this fucking goddamn posting down because I got to look at every fucking article and see if it's even fucking relevant. What else we can find? Here we are. This is Bill Milligan. Breaking our contact in Juarez, Mexico tells us a massive group of at least 1,000 migrants just attempted to rush a port of entry in El Paso in an effort to get into the United States. Video shows them pushing past the Mexican side of Paso del Norte Bridge, awaiting CBC comment. Watch Twitter. No, I'm not watching Twitter. Secretive wearable camera. CPAC funded George Soros, Mark Zuckerberg, and the Koch brothers by Frankie Stockus. Okay, and see what we got. Accused crotch plumber and self-proclaimed conservative thought leader Matt Skulp is funded by left-wing globalists and neocons. No. Left-wing, right-wing, no-wing. No, it's the fucking international fucking elite enslaving the fucking population of this planet. You have the Bill of Rights. You have the judicial authority to use the second article to fucking blow these son of a bitches out of our country and reinstate fucking the law. That's what you fucking have. I mean, like I said, we read the story after fucking story, a story after story after story. I don't know if we did this one. Oregon considers mandatory lesson about climate change. I don't know. Lawmakers in the state of Oregon are considering legislation that would mandate the teaching of climate change in public schools. The only other state that is already doing this is the solidly blue state of Connecticut and liberal New England. Well, man, you ought to come to fucking Oregon. This used to be a fucking man state. I mean, the women were, you know, they rode horses. I mean, fucking, we were fucking loggers and ranchers and fucking worked in mills and what might have you. Now there's, I mean, these fucking Californians have fucking flooded in here. The faggot motherfuckers from fucking Portland have fucking flooded in here. They have shipped fucking goddamn people from the insane asylums down into here, and this place is a fucking shithole now. Of course they're gonna, lawmakers are gonna consider legislation which mandate teaching climate change in public schools. It's part of the propaganda program. It's what the Khmer Rouge did. Remember, if you've ever seen the Keeling Fields, the little girls walking around, they just point at somebody. That person gets taken out and gets their goddamn head blown off because they didn't speak rightly of the government. So little kids are easy to fucking get to fucking believe anything because they have no life experience to tell them otherwise. So onward with the kiddies, man. Let's get the kiddies. And hey, you people out there to have them kids, hey, bury your head in the fucking sand. Go get some fucking gold and see if that'll fucking stop them. The only other state that is already doing this is the solidly blue state of Connecticut. No shit. Public schools across the country are struggling with students who can barely read or do math. In the state of Oregon, you don't have to know how to read or do math. You don't have to know how to fucking, you don't have to know your ABCs to fucking graduate. They have a policy on that, don't you know? Special attention in Blue Oregon. Meet the judge who went viral for his creative punishment. YouTube, ABC, I haven't even seen this. Maybe we'll listen to it. I mean, you talk about an arrogant motherfucker. This son of a bitch is not elected by the people. He's just another prick walking up and down the road with fucking puts his pants on one leg at a time. Yet here we are fucking looking at him, and he's this arrogant son of a bitch. You're lucky I ain't standing in front of you, you cocksucker. I would take your goddamn authority away from you so fast it'd make your fat fucking head spin. Because you know what? I know the fucking law. I learned it. That's what I came here for. That's what I'm here for. This is about the fucking Bill of Rights. And you fuckers that would pimp it, man, I just don't get you. I don't get you. There's a buck to be made. That's why if this country falls, it will be from fucking goddamn the people fucking worshiping mammon who would fucking sell their fucking goddamn rights out for a fucking penance. No two ways about it. I'm going to look other else's. Go back there. Maybe we'll listen to this tough guy some more.
You fuckers authority. You fuckers don't have that kind of authority. A judge doesn't have this fucking authority. All that motherfucker's supposed to do in the common law, which is the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law, is fucking sit there and make sure nobody's rights are violated. Ooh. See, this sadistic prick, he does not have the authority to do this. But you'll put up with it. You'll put up with it as long as the fucking mammon's coming in. Fuck that Bill of Rights. You are a treasonous son of a bitch. And I could fucking try you and convict you in one fucking day and have you hanging outside the courthouse. You administrative admiralty fucking goddamn treasonous bastard. You're fucking embarrassing. Look at this shit. This is where they fucking put the people. That guy is the fucking master. That fucking judge is nothing. That son of a bitch is a goddamn esquire of the fucking king. This is the kind of fucking authority the king wants over the fucking people in what he can still considers his fucking colony. And we're watching it fucking happen. And we ain't doing a goddamn thing about it. You know what? Shove it up your ass, judge. Fucking just try that shit with me. Look at this. Fucking walks up and fucking sprays the bitch in the face with a goddamn... Oh, that's your punishment. You're going to get shot in the face. You fucking sadistic. Fucking piece of shit. This is what you guys want? I mean, this is fucking news? What's it take to fucking row you? Can you be rowed? Fuck you. I'll give you a fucking chance, buddy. I will take you into a common law court and have you hung outside the goddamn court on a fucking lamppost, you son of a bitch. You don't know the fucking law. You do know the fucking law. You are a king's servant. You fucking British ass-sucking motherfucking Jew son of a bitch. You would fucking die. Your fucking goddamn statutes do not apply to we the people. We live under the common law. See, that's what this all shit is fucking put up for. For you people to believe that these motherfuckers have any kind of fucking control. And it's way easier to believe that they have some kind of fucking control, isn't it? It's way fucking easier. If you can believe that they have fucking control, then, oh, I guess it's all right if I fucking kiss my own ass, if I don't have a fucking spine and I don't stand up to these sons of bitches. I guess it's just fucking all right. We're going to take a break. We're going to try to find better stories than these people. We'll be right back.
Stop!
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Come on and get
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:39 Pacific Time, and that, of course, was Hog Jaw with Get Some. But to get some, you got to give some, don't you? And again, you know, we're going to talk about the goddamn Bill of Rights. I mean, fucking people, I was gone for a couple months there. And when I come back, I mean, I see more shit. I mean, they're putting the goddamn spam inside of fucking articles. I'm going to either find a way to remove it or I'll find other fucking articles. But this is going to slow the process down. I mean, if you'll sit there and you'll listen to this shit and you'll watch this shit, they'll keep piling the shit on. And you won't be sitting there. Well, if you already know about your goddamn rights and you understand the Bill of Rights, what the fuck are you doing sitting on your fucking ass? How come you're not out doing something to fucking defend the fucking Bill of Rights, to enforce the Bill of Rights? I mean, every fucking goddamn article is being violated right in front of you. And you don't need goddamn stories. I mean, fuck, we'll continue. We're going to find some fucking, you know, the cops are blowing people away. The ones we used to fucking get, where there was some goddamn out, and where it just sitting, just said, well, I know that. Did you know that? Yeah, I knew it too. Yeah, what are we gonna do about it? They ain't gun polish. I mean, I swear the fucking guy that fucking the makers of gun polish have to have made a fucking $1 billion off this fucking bullshit, because that's all you're fucking doing. Can't you fucking, you know, I don't have to tell you. I don't have to say. Can't you see? Because by God, you cannot not know what you're fucking doing. You're fucking, I mean, unbelievable. Growing up, I thought a fucking American had fucking balls. If you didn't fuck with an American. But that's before the fucking communist. I mean, just some fucking sissy ass, weenie ass communist came to this fucking country in the 60s, changed our immigration fucking laws, and then started infiltrating the schools and stuff. The next thing you know, we got a whole fucking goddamn generation of fucking pussies. And if you can get them to read the son of a bitch and understand their authority, they'd fucking shit their pants before they would fucking even fucking write a writ, let alone shoot a fucking gun. And that's not what it was meant for. This was meant as our final failsafe. We're in the 11th hour and we got our final failsafe, and we're talking about fucking goddamn Judge Doofus, who isn't a fucking judge, who is a fucking goddamn esquire of the king, and his doofus, they made somebody walk. I mean, fucking stupid. I guess I'll tell you guys what. We're trying to put up as many stories as we can. This is going to slow us down. But hey, I'll tell you, you give me a fucking story with a fucking link in it, you give me anything that fucking selling gold or silver, your fucking ass will be thrown off the site forever. Ever, ever. The site is not about fucking mammon. It's about 10 fucking articles that give us our freedom and liberty and about how we're going to fucking enforce them. Are we? Was my friend right? He said that they ain't worth saving. And I had to agree with him. They're not worth saving. But is liberty and justice and fucking freedom worth saving for your grandchildren? Maybe they'd get a glimpse of it. See, your children are growing up. I mean, the little ones that growing up in this generation, they don't have fucking squat. They don't know shit about goddamn freedom. All they know is that all they know is chaos. I mean, you look at fucking Portland or Oregon, chaos. Down in California, pure fucking chaos. Well, you know, after a while, you fucking acclimate yourself to fucking chaos, and then you're just become a part of the fucking chaos. Do you want to save what's left of this fucking goddamn country? Do you fucking care? Or can you fucking, I mean, do you want to just fucking keg up in these fucking smart cities and fucking be goddamn human cogs in a fucking goddamn technological fucking destruction machine? You know, technology has destroyed our fucking lives and our world. It just fucking has. You can watch it every fucking day, man. You try, I mean, people, it should be reliable.
They'll say they're going to do something. They sit there and they don't even know what they're talking about. They can't get their face out of that fucking phone. That is a fucking, that's an illness. But they're worried about the guy who fucking with the gun. I mean, goddamn, why don't you go try to get some of these fucking institutionalized people that you let out of the institution and released on the fucking people. So now their kids can't walk down to the fucking store. They can't even play out in their own fucking yards because of these fucking animals. They did this on purpose, people. And you know it. You fucking know it. But I'm telling you, it's growing closer and closer. I promised you it would. It get closer and closer. Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what I realized, though? And it's very sad to say this. Most people don't give a damn about nothing until it affects them personally. And it is so sad. They don't care then, but when it interrupts their lives, oh, man, they all up in arms about it then.
It's a tragedy, and you should give them money so they can hire one of the king's esquires. And fucking, you know, you're exactly right. You know, when it's happening to somebody else, you know, you can say, oh, that outrages me, but it does not match the outrage when it's happening to you. And when it happens to you, God damn it, all the people have to do, the American nationals have to do, is stand together. Stand together as a people. We could run these motherfuckers out of here in 2 fucking weeks, and you know it. Some of us are going to die, and some are going to live. But if we do this, the life that will be left won't be worth living. Without freedom and liberty, Patrick Henry, Nathan Hill, give me liberty or give me death. I'd rather be dead than be, everybody I know, they don't go places no more. They don't do things no more because it's just a shit fucking deal everywhere you go. We got the billion Californians. Now they'll go out, you go to places where there's goddamn mountain territory. You go up in the fucking mountains and there's your Winnebagoes. They have come like the goddamn, like they came to, where in the hell was that in Arizona? My parents used to go there every year. But goddamn it. When I went down there after my dad died, I went to go get camp trailer, Yuma. And fucking, I'm telling you, but 50 miles before I got to Yuma, out in the desert, in the fucking cactus, as far as the eye could see, motorhomes, hundreds, thousands. I can imagine what it's like now. And there's just, and you got Trump here saying, let's build smart cities. I mean, that's what he's talking about. He wants to build these, well, right here where I'm at. This was the country, I promise you. I grew up in the fucking hills. This was a no place in the middle of no place. But now it's fucking goddamn, it's fucking elbow to elbow. You don't even want to be around it. People who have lived with fucking few people all their lives. I mean, I feel for the fucking goddamn Indians. They'd had their lands. They weren't bothering no fucking buddy. They would fight each other over some land every once in a while, and they'd raid each other and what might have you. But they didn't fucking say, European, come here and take my fucking land. We didn't say, yeah, fucking unlawful, fucking fraudulent fucking corporation, come take our land away from us. We have the right to procedural due process. They can't just take what is ours. And that's a fact, and I can fucking, it's an easily proven fact. That's why you never hear nobody argue against it. But then again, you have to fucking enforce it yourself. The goddamn government isn't going to chain itself. Get real. It ain't a government to begin with. It's a fucking corporation, an unlawful corporation, created in violation of the fucking Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. Created in violation of the law. I could sit all fucking day long and point out violation after violation after violation of the fucking highest law in this land. And any law that fucking violates that is not supposed to be enforceable. That means that you are occupied. That means you're occupied by fucking goddamn corporate fucking oligarchs, by the international corporate mafia. You are occupied, and they have fucking goddamn paid mercenaries that are going to enforce fucking violations of your law. I guess you'll take it or you won't. I won't. I would rather not. I'd rather fucking die on my feet than fucking live on my goddamn knees
And I mean, fucking, for you people out there, man, I want you. I want you. I talk to you. And you don't like it. I mean, I know so many people that are pissed about what's going on around here. This is where they're going to put one of their smart cities. This fucking place that I grew up in that was fucking so desolate, so fucking free. And fucking, it's going to be, it's already a fucking city. Let's get real. And all they want is more. And the arrogance of these fucking Californians coming here. This isn't your fucking place. I can, like I said, I can feel what the Indians felt. What the fuck are you doing here? This is our fucking land, you son of a bitch.
And hey, everywhere.
Go ahead, brother. Yeah, they are.
You know what's sick about the corporation is that, like the people, like in the cities, when I see like the good neighborhoods or let's say good schools, it's like the people who own all this stuff are like the ones who violate the law, right? Like the corporation, the business owners, the ones who are in the military, the cops, they're the ones who run around with big fucking rigs and badass new shit. So it's just like, it incentivizes you to violate the freaking law. And it's like, it's sickening to see everyone goes along with it so willy-nilly. They don't give a shit if they run over people. Like, they don't understand what they're doing. They're fucking people over. And it just makes me sick the more they think about it. And everyone else who does tries to make an honest, decent living, you know, they're left in the freaking dust.
You're absolutely correct, man. I mean, I can't argue with that one fucking bit. But that's been going on for all of my life. The people who have risen in wealth and possession are the culls. They're the dumbest goddamn people in the goddamn country. Why? Because they want the power of that. I'm a Republican. I'm going to go vote Republican, get Trump back in there. He's going to make a huger fucking goddamn monstrous fucking goddamn monstrosity of fucking goddamn power. Because that's what they fucking crave. And you're right. I see it around here, the nice fucking cars and all this stuff. I know the fucking people. I know you didn't get that through your fucking genius or through your work aptitude. You did that because you would fucking sell out. You'd sell out your own fucking people. You take that Bill of Rights. Everybody should have a copy of that son of a bitch. And you should have that copy of that Bill of Rights and fucking say, you would trade this for a fucking goddamn short-lived fucking goddamn four-wheel drive or whatever in the fuck you're getting, goodie they're giving you? You're a fucking traitor. And that is the definition of treason. Just like the guy that they talked about, that fucking, the Bill of Rights is all right, but there's a few things. Hey, fuck you. That's my Bill of Rights. Come talk to me about the few things, son of a bitch. I will gladly go into a fucking common law court, and I will gladly argue the issue with you, and I will gladly put the rope around your fucking neck and hang your treasonous ass. You don't have anything to say about my rights, motherfucker. Only through the common law courts, which they have fucking removed. You have to realize they've removed our fucking redress of grievance. That's the first article. People think it's just, oh, the guns and stuff. Bullshit. They take people's possessions in violation of the fifth article. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. They take fucking people's shit and don't even charge them. And, well, you can try and get it back if you can get one of the king's esquires to work for you. You might get fucking out of $100,000, you might get $20,000 of it back. And, oh, boy, then you can go say how you fucking won when you should have stood your fucking ground at the first instance. We do not plead to anybody for our rights. They are a part of our being. We enforce them on the fucking spot. And if somebody wants to fucking violate them, they got to fucking pay the fucking price. You can't plead to them for your rights. You're the master. The individual free sovereign national is on a par with the king of fucking England, old King Charlie over there. That piece of shit. And this is Albert Pike's fucking writings coming to fucking fruition right in front of my fucking eyes. When I know about the British Accredited Registry. They are running the goddamn fucking so-called justice system in this country. And they are running it for a king. We're back under a king. Because our ancestors didn't pay attention.
They did not fucking enforce that Bill of Rights. It isn't the goddamn Bill of Rights. It's the people. The Bill of Rights is fucking perfect. If enforced, it fucking gives you fucking life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It gives you fucking freedom. If we had the goddamn what we were guaranteed, oh boy, guarantee from these son of a bitches. But see, they didn't guarantee us. They didn't give us that Bill of Rights. We fucking took it. We took it. We ratified it through our elected representatives. It is the fucking law. That fucking Constitution flushed that son of a bitch down the toilet. That was just a pack of fucking assholes, the same pack of assholes that were running the fucking colonies for the king under his charter. They got together like you see them getting together here now. The G8. We'll call it G8 or something. Fuck you. You're going to a fucking foreign king and you're trying to fucking overthrow the people's fucking goddamn freedoms and liberties. Plain and fucking simple. You son of a bitches come here, you UN motherfuckers. Our laws are just higher than your Bill of Rights. Give it a fucking go. Give it a go like George did back in fucking 1775. Give it a fucking go. But see, that's not how they do it. They're fucking worms. It's just like releasing all this trash on us, pumping it up from the fucking South, pumping it up from fucking China. They're fucking handing our fucking goddamn country over to the fucking Chinese. We're going to have to take that back or fucking learn how to kowtow. You do understand that, right? You can read that Bill of Rights. You can come together under that Bill of Rights, but there are too many people who see the power of it and see like this fucking, 12 years of fucking work we put into it. Hey, I could make a fucking buck off that. I'd whore my mother for $2, wouldn't you son of a bitch? So like I said, it will be slow going, even slower now, because I have to look at every fucking goddamn story and I have to make sure that it ain't some son of a bitch trying to pimp Christian gold. What's the difference in Christian gold and just plain gold? Is it blessed by a priest? Is it like a kosher pickle? I mean, what the fuck is this shit? You son of a bitches, you try to use any goddamn belief a person has against them. If you're a Christian, you join with us. You ain't no Christian. All the son of a bitches that have violated our rights have been a part of this fraud since fucking Abraham Lincoln declared fucking martial law with zero authority to do so, have done so fucking of their own free fucking will, and they've done so for the fucking almighty fucking goddamn, we don't believe in dollars. We believe in gold and silver. I'll take your fucking gold and silver. I'll just take it fucking away from you because you're a fucking pussy or you wouldn't be allowing this. You wouldn't put mammon above your fucking liberty. If you don't have liberty, you don't have nothing. What the fuck are you living for? So that you can satisfy the fucking will of another person? That is insanity. That's why they're trying all this goddamn shit to fucking change our DNA. We're not all the same. We've never been the same. There's no two of us the same. Hey, if we could just get them all the same, then the same fucking shit would work on them. The same fucking poison would work on them. The same fucking goddamn GMOs would work on them in the same fucking way. But we're not. And if they can't get rid of us all at once, man, at some point, the people will rise up out of fucking goddamn necessity to save their own asses. The guy that wants his daughter be raped and his fucking wife be cut up with a fucking machete, he's going to stand up when it comes down to fucking him. And then that, not only will you die, a coward dies 1,000 deaths. A brave man dies but one. I'll take the one. And I can't even say that fucking, we're going to whip anybody's ass because I ain't seen nobody. Well, I see you people. And every once in a while, I've got people, I'm going to have somebody else searching here. We're going to find some fucking stories of our people striking back because I know they fucking are. And we're not getting the fucking articles, but we're going to fucking find them. I'm putting some people on it today. And like I said, it's going to be slow going. Slower, made slower by the goddamn pimp-ass fucking Christian fucking gold sellers. A Christian gold seller. Boy, Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus Christ would really want to give you a pat on the fucking head, wouldn't he? Stop it. Get the Bill of Rights. Once we enforce the Bill of Rights, we have all we could ever want and more. And we're at peace. And we can live our own will. Does that mean? But I guess that means nothing to nobody. Hey, as long as I got money, man, I got some money here. I can go hide in a fucking hole and for 2 days and feel fucking not fucking scared out of my fucking pants. But like I said, if all of us fucking old fellas and the young fellas that were raised right stepped up and just attacked, you would watch. You would watch. But would you follow example? Or would you do what I think you do and turn shit your pants, turn around and run the other fucking way? I guess that's to be seen yet. Are we at that desperate point yet? I don't know. Anyways, that's the broadcast. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. But think about it. Think about the fact that this site was built to fucking teach the Bill of... Go ahead. The fact that this site was built to teach the Bill of Rights and that some son of a bitch calling himself a Christian would come along and try to pimp gold and silver on it. Gold and silver is what got you in this fucking mess. That's what you sold your brethren out for. That's what you sold your fucking rights out for. And that is the Word from the Trenches.
Yeah.